Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice, the Lord is near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is already the third Sunday of Advent, which is also called Gaudete Sunday, or which means Rejoicing Sunday. And even today, our choir was so animated by the spirit of the church that they wanted to sing the Gloria, and which intimidated the priest a little bit, but nevertheless. But this holy season of Advent is a very peculiar and very wonderful season. It is very different from the season of Lent, because the season of Advent is constantly broken up by an anticipating joy. For example, you start already in the beginning of Advent, you have the great feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. You have the feast on December 6th, the feast of St. Nicholas, which is a particular feast for the children. Then last Wednesday we had the great feast of the Immaculate Conception, and even now we stand still in the octave of this great feast of the Immaculate Conception. And today the Church wants us to rejoice. That's why she instituted this Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, or Rejoicing Sunday. And this joy and this happiness, she makes us feel gradually, so to speak. They come to us, as it were, by degrees. Until on Christmas night or Christmas morning, they are ours in their fullest measure. For no other feast does the world, even if you look out into the world, right, everybody decorates their houses and so forth, for no other feast does the world, even they are not very religious sometimes, prepare so far in advance as for this Christmas. Gaudete Sunday, Rejoicing Sunday, a joyous day, so named after the opening words of the introit of today's Mass, taken from St. Paul. Rejoice in the Lord always, as he say. And again I say, rejoice. And that's why the priest wears today rose-colored vestments, as an express way of this joy, a foretaste of the Christmas joy. The same strain of joy we find in today's epistle in particular, but also in the Gospel. We hear today in the Gospel a very serious and a very touching message from St. John the Baptist. In the midst of you there is one whom you do not know. Which means Christians, Catholics have to try to know him, Jesus Christ, who will come on Christmas, to know him better, to love him better. But there is another thought concerning this sentence of St. John. In the midst of you, there is one whom you do not know. There are many good meaning Catholics today who do not recognize that the leaders of this new church defected from their faith. And many other people do not recognize that by the decree of divine providence, Catholics in the entire world, as I said so many times, resisted in the entire world the changes, the doctrines, and the leaders of Vatican II. And it's surely a sign of God, a sign of divine providence, that he did not abandon his people who tried to be faithful to him. And even since the fact that the enemies of the church could not extinguish the true Mass is a great source of joy. Christ is our way, our truth, and our life. Despise or the erroneous decrees of what Vatican II say, or despise the practices in the new church. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Christ is always near to us. Every article of our Catholic faith is light and truth from Christ in the darkness. In every gospel you hear every single Sunday, Christ points out to us the way that leads to the Father. It is a part of the sketch of his life. It places before our eyes his divine example. In the holy sacraments of the church, the divine life of Christ, so to speak, is infused again and again, despite the defection of our times. This stream of grace is still flowing. And the source of all that, the true sacrifice of the Mass, the source of all grace, is still in existence. And the stream of grace is flowing to the souls. What a great comfort! What a great source of joy in all the dark of our time. And this alone ought to suffice to fill our hearts with holy joy today. But our Lord says, "Oh, if thou wouldst know the gift of God," as he said to the Samaritan woman, how little do we sometimes appreciate all those graces which our Lord gives us. Hence it is that John the Baptist complains and says, you must meditate upon this sentence in your own life. In the midst of you, there is one whom you do not know. But the Lord is near. We should realize in this holy season, and even the season of Advent is such a terrible, busy season, nevertheless, You should allow yourself sometimes, even if it's only a few minutes, some time to think. And we should realize how near our God is to us and how near we are to Him, who is our way, our truth, and our life. There was no other nation so great, if you consider entire history of mankind, that had gods who were near to them as our God. God is present to us. He even invented a holy means, so to speak, that He could enter into our hearts by Holy Communion. Because He did not want us to abandon us. He is the way without whom there is no salvation. He is the truth. He alone, without whom there is no knowing, there is no way of knowing God. He is the life without whom there is no living. Know Him and His light, and you will not walk in darkness. Follow Him and His example, and you will not miss the great goal. Live by Him, and with Him, and in Him, and you will have life superabundantly. Life everlasting, divine life, if you want. May it never be true of us that in the midst of you is one whom you do not know. In this holy season of Advent, let us go out to seek the Savior of our souls, so a more vivid and stronger faith, with a stronger hope and longing for the desired of the nations, which is Jesus Christ, and with a greater and holier, intensified love for Him who comes into our midst in the most lovable form to conquer our hearts and to win our love, so to speak. And how wonderful, how inspiring, and how impressive are all these customs of the old times during this holy season of Advent. Maybe some remember the custom of the so-called Rorate Masses, which are Masses offered very, very early in the morning on Saturday morning, which is a high Mass offered in honor of our Blessed Lady in darkness, and you have only the lights of candles. And the whole spirit of these Rorate Masses are Rorate Caeli. Throw down, though, ye heavens from above, and let the clouds rain the just. It's all the desire for the coming, Redeemer. Unfortunately, our situation is very difficult sometimes to organize such a Rorate Mass, because those Masses have to be extremely early so that it's dark, and it's sometimes very difficult to get the service, get the choir and so forth for those Masses. But I truly wish we can do it next year on some point. Today is a Sunday of hope again, of courage. Take courage as we are told in the Mass of today. For no feast day throughout the year do we prepare for Christmas. And no other feast day do we rejoice and feel happy and try to make others happy as on Christmas Day. The babe or the infant in the Christmas crib is God. Our God, Emmanuel, our God with us. And He alone can satisfy the little heart of ours because He made it for Himself, meaning our hearts. And therefore it is restless and joyless until it finds rest in Him. During these remaining days before Christmas, less than 2 weeks, have no anxiety with all the preparations, if you want exterior preparations for Christmas, about selecting or receiving mere exterior gifts. But think from time to time of the great Christmas gift heaven is given to us. The divine infant in the crib, and prepare the gift you are going to give to Him. Prepare your heart by prayer. Make a good Christmas confession and give it to Him in a devout Christmas communion at Christmas night, on Christmas Day, or during this Christmas season. Let us rejoice as Catholics, and particularly traditional Catholics have to remember the lesson which this very Sunday teaches us. Because many times we see only the dark. We see many times only what is forbidden for us. For example, I cannot do this and I cannot do that. I cannot watch certain movies. I cannot go to certain places and so forth. It's an endless list. But we should learn, particularly we, traditional Catholics, to think in positive terms, to be joyful to be Catholic, to be joyful and thankful for what God continues to give day after day, particularly for all the graces which He bestows upon us every single day. Gaudete, rejoice, because the Lord is near. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.